All right, next up we have Rich McCracken, and he's a city attorney for the city of Fort Worth, Texas. He was referred to earlier, I believe. He's going to speak to us about planning and infrastructure during periods of exponential growth. And he has, again, I'm not going to go through his biography here. He's got a lot of experience. So I will, without further ado, turn it over to Rich.
So I'll say that the theme we're hearing in this conference is about growth, and that's certainly what my topic is about. Kind of looking at two broad things. How can a municipality or any local government speed up their development permitting process? And then we'll secondly look at how can you allow developers to construct that public infrastructure faster for your government? Of course, we heard yesterday a lot of statistics on the population growth exploding in Texas, give you kind of an idea of what Fort Worth has faced. Last decade, we're growing about 20,000 people a year, so the people are coming, and we're trying to figure out how to deal with them from an infrastructure standpoint, from a permitting standpoint. I was looking at the numbers we had for last year, just to give you a little perspective. We issued over 7,000 building permits last year. We had over 500 properties that were platted, not individual properties, but overall plats. And along with that came 500 sets of engineering plans to review. So, of course, there's a great increase in demand for all different types of developments. So, back in end of 2017, the city of Fort Worth sat down and decided we're going to revamp our development process. And that has been an ongoing process since 2017. And through that process, we've definitely learned local government can sit down and we can find ways to get you through the permitting process faster. We can find ways to allow the developers to deliver that public infrastructure faster and ultimately give us the developments we need to meet the growth we're having. We certainly have people here from both the government side, the development community, understand we've got all different sizes of cities. So certainly local politics plays a large part in what you're dealing with. And so maybe not everything in this presentation will be applicable to your jurisdiction. And there's certainly local concerns that different parts of Texas has to deal with that you have to take into consideration. I'll also tell you, we're a large city. It's kind of unique. If you look at the size of Fort Worth and comparable city, and then you look at the number of employees we have, we're operating at about half the number of municipal employees that similar-sized municipalities have. So it was even more important for us to streamline our processes to make sure that we can meet the demands we have. So as we embarked on this progress of revamping our development process, kind of one of the key points was seeing things from the developer's point of view. You know, as lawyers, we're trained to see both sides of the coin, be able to argue both ways. But this was certainly important from the municipal staff perspective to try to get them to understand things from the developer's point of view. Doesn't mean we're going to agree to everything they want. But I think you can certainly know you have staff that have these preconceived notions, right, that the developers have an endless pot of money at their discretion, right? They're always trying to pull things over on the city. They just need to comply with our regulations. And those were a lot of the notions that you would hear from staff. And so we really spent a lot of time working with the development community, trying to get the staff to understand that maybe not all those preconceived notions are correct. One thing that is certainly a little different in Fort Worth, we have something called the Development Advisory Committee, and I haven't seen a lot of cities that have something to the degree that we have. And what that is an advisory committee to the city manager. They meet every month, and they advise the city manager on development matters, and it's made up of a broad...